reward for their trouble. Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, one of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, a man awaiting sentencing in a child pornography case is now in even bigger trouble. Prosecutors say he solicited a 13-year-old girl. KSL News Radio's Dave Colley has details of the case. So, Dave, who is this guy?
Well, he's Brandon Jacob Hibbard of Midvale. Last month, he pleaded guilty to sexual exploitation of a minor, that for possessing child porn. Now, that case was set for sentencing next month, but in the meantime, the Utah Attorney General's office stepped in and asked a judge to cancel his pretrial release. It's because charges filed late last week accuse Hibbard of asking a teenage daughter of a friend to send him a naked picture. This teen apparently thought the whole thing was a joke. She demanded money, and the charges say he gave her $250, but she refused, calling him disgusting and noting she was well underage. Hibbard was booked back into jail over the weekend. Scott Maria.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Some good news. British mountaineer who climbed Switzerland's iconic Matterhorn says he is the first quadruple amputee to do so. Jamie Andrew lost his hands and feet to frostbite after becoming trapped in a snowstorm while mountaineering in France 17 years ago. He spent 5 years training before attempting to reach the 14,692-foot peak last week with the help of two guides.
The latest from ABC News coming up in 1 minute.
New rules are now in effect from the Food and Drug Administration that's going to make it a lot harder for minors to vape. We'll talk about what the new rules and regs are. And let me tell you, the industry, they ain't happy. That's coming up on the next Doug Wright Show.
KSL News.